Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. My name's Kenkel Fritz. Here's some highlights from today's show.
If you're looking for a way to, you know, liven up your quiet time with God, they've come out with a pirate Bible.
What?
You can go to piratebible.com, and the Bible has been translated into pirate talk.
Oh my. Wow.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Well, for example, you know that Matthew 6:3 where it talks about when you're giving, don't let your right hand know what your left hand's doing.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But ye scuttlebooty, let not your port hand know what your starboard hand be doing.
Oh my word. Wow.
Oh, I love it.
Look at Genesis 1:2. The land was a mess, nary a speck of shape, and all was shrouded in dark over the deep abyss. But then the spirit of old God sailed across the waters.
I don't know how I feel about this. Okay, here's Galatians 5:18. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law.
That's the KJV.
Oh.
They do sound similar.
That's so funny. Oh, okay. So here we go. But if ye be led by the wind, ye ain't subject to the code.
That was so funny. Well, that's the King James.
I know. Did you see my face? I was like, well, that's...
It sounds pretty like similar. Exactly. Yeah. You can go to a pirate name generator and generate your pirate name.
Oh.
And mine has been turned into Mad Jack Dagger Patch.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Mine is so horrible. If you know anything about me, Sally Happy Parrot.
Sally doesn't birds like
are
birds.
Not my thing. Sally doesn't like birds.
This is actually kind of appropriate for me. Berta Rage Gabranth.
Rage.
Oh, goodness.
Oh. Well, we hope you have a wonderful day. And if you don't, get after that pirate talk.
Maybe you have been there. You thought you understood what somebody was saying, and you didn't at all. And it led to a really confusing conversation. I was talking to Dave Moore from Afternoons a couple of weeks ago, and he was like, yeah, I'm really excited. Heidi, that's his wife. He's like, Heidi and I are going to the gym show this weekend. Oh. And I, first of all, was a little confused because, they go hiking and stuff sometimes, but I've never heard him express a desire to join a gym.
Exercise.
He's not like into weights and stuff. And I was like, a gym show? He goes, yeah, it's going to be so fun. And I was like, so I don't, what do you do at a gym show? And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, is it like equipment? They have trainers there that you talk to? Is it like all the gyms? And he said, what are you talking about? And I said, you said a gym show. He said, yeah, a gym show. And I said, right, a gym show. And he said, a gym show. He was saying G-E-M, gym show. And I thought he was saying G-Y-M, gym show.
Yes.
But for the longest time, we were just going back and forth. Gym show. I know, gym show. Gym show.
Oh, funny. Who's on first?
Exactly.
And if you don't know, the Family Life Radio Morning Show happens to be based in Tucson, Arizona, which they have the largest gem show in the world with gems all over the place and lots of like rocks from the ground and things like that.
He loves to collect rocks.
Yeah. So, I didn't know that Dave was a...
Either.
A gem rat.
I'm so confused. So confused.
You know, I gotta say that half my marriage is this though.
Nah.
And I don't know. My wife's impression of me is that I talk like this, and I don't enunciate, and I don't talk very loud. You know, whenever she impersonates my voice, it's this low. Why do all women do that?
I don't know.
If there is a man that's talking and you're impersonating him, he sort of sounds like this. He sounds like Patrick Starr from SpongeBob.
From what?
SpongeBob.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, part of the problem in our marriage is that he walks into a room talking to me.
Oh.
Like, doesn't have my attention. So that's what I start hearing, is just this mumbling, like not full words. And then I turn around and I go, huh? I wasn't paying attention. Get my attention.
So does this happen in your family? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. So Sally, was Roger asking if he could go to the gym show?
Family Life Radio.
He ended up collecting $5,000, but prayed over a half a million souls. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. This guy started doing something when he found money. You know, you pick up a penny or you find something on the ground. He ended up collecting 513,000 pennies over the course of 45 years.
Wow.
Again, that's a little over $5,000. He also said that he began seeing pennies as a reminder to stop and say a prayer as well. If you're on the lookout for it, you're going to see them more often, too.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if I would see a penny when I'm passing and gassing up on the ground, like at the gas station or in the store, it'd be a reminder to stop right there and say a prayer. He says, I never failed to do that. And that's why it had so much value to me.
Wow.
I mean, there are so many things that to us are just meaningless throughout our day. You can add a spiritual meaning to it. Every time you see a penny, say a prayer for someone.
And you know the power behind prayer? He literally changed 513,000 lives.
That's right.
Like, that's
good point,
cool.
Misty.
Yeah.
You think you can't make a difference? Look what he did.
Exactly.
Think about the difference just for him alone when his mind engages in praying for somebody else.
That's right. Your mind is off your own troubles.
Mm-hmm.
It's on to somebody else. How can I help them?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So yeah, today, if you see some change and someone sees you murmuring, now we know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Strange words that weren't strange at the time. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And Missy found this list of words from the 1800s to the 1960s that people actually used. We don't use them now. Like, peanutty. That means like small potatoes. Something peanutty.
I would think something like silly. That's peanutty.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How about bippy? That's your rear end.
You bet your bippy.
Bless your sweet bippy.
Is a bippy. Yeah. I like this. Bags o' mystery.
What?
Which is what they called sausage.
Yeah. That's accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody that constantly has a smile on their face, that's a giggle mug.
Cute.
And then, know your onions. Describing someone who was in the know or aware of everything going on around them.
Onions?
In the 1920s. Onions. Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
And my son, if something was good or great, it's a W. Meaning it's a win.
Oh, yeah.
It's a win.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
But I am proud of this, though. I said, Sam, I want to know this. What do kids call cool these days? Because he's 14, you know. You know, is there a certain word that they use for cool?
We need to know.
Because dad is just cool. Maybe you happen to work in what you would call a secular job. Most people do. Most people aren't working in ministry. I myself, before I got into Christian radio, was in country radio for a long time. I was in pop radio, worked at rock stations. And I used to think to myself, am I making a difference at all? Is anything I'm doing, does it matter? And maybe you've asked yourself that same question. Well, our guest today, Jordan Rayner is his name. He's written the book Sacredness of Secular Work. 4 ways your job matters for eternity. And he takes us to task on that word secular. Listen to this.
Definitions matter, right? And the definition of that word secular, it literally means without God. But We believe as Christians that God is literally with us wherever we go through the power of his Holy Spirit. And so the only thing we ever need to do to turn a secular school, a secular neighborhood, a secular workplace sacred is walk through the front door or log on to Zoom. If you are seeking first the kingdom of God, then in the words of Charles Spurgeon, quote, nothing is secular. Everything is sacred. There's no question about the sacredness of our seemingly secular work, believers. I think the more interesting question, I think the more transformative question is, okay, how exactly does my sacred work matter beyond the present? How does it matter more for eternity? And how can I make it matter more on the other side of the thin veil currently separating heaven and earth?
In other words, what can I do in this job that I'm in that makes a difference for Jesus? That's the big question.
Yeah.
Not are you a pastor or you work in ministry? I love what he's saying. If you show up, you're in ministry.
Exactly.
It's a different way of looking at everything.
It is. And also just tells us like how important our presence is and that we need to be mindful.
Absolutely. Yeah, that you are the light of Jesus wherever you are. Love to know, whatever you do for a living, maybe you've been able to make a difference in that workplace. Tell us about that. What kind of difference have you made? And I'll share what difference I was able to make in my secular. I guess we shouldn't say that anymore. It's no longer secular, is it? Exactly. Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up. Here's our phone number. Call us right now, 888-888-9976. Make sure you check out the full interview. It's on our podcast.
Family Life Radio.
Rainer, he's written the book, Sacredness of Secular Work, in that once you walk into the workplace door, or maybe you work remotely, pop on Zoom, it's no longer secular. It's sacred because you're there and you're representing God. And Emma Rose is with us from Michigan. You were calling about that?
I used to work at a coffee shop in a very non-Christian area. Uh-huh. I wore a religious necklace, and over the years, it actually became a conversation piece between some of my coworkers and myself, some of the customers that I encountered. And actually, a lot of my regulars shared with me that because they saw my necklace and because we had talked about faith, that they started going back to church.
Wow.
It was just unbelievable to me how God decided to use that and really changed my perspective on being open about my faith in public.
That's cool. I love that. Mm-hmm. So was it one of those things where, hey, tell me about your necklace. The next thing you know, you're talking about God.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's cool. You know, a friend of mine has several tattoos, and they're all Christian in theme. Mm-hmm. But some of it's in Latin. Some of it's, you know, so people are like, hey, that's a cool tat you got. Tell me about it. And next thing you know, he's talking about God.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So, yeah, I love that.
Just
that's
living
great.
Life. Yeah. People are watching and we're bumping into people and you just never do. We probably are unaware of the difference that we have made in people's lives. Just
true.
Because God placed us in our job, in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's exciting to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much. God bless you guys.
It's time for that good news of the day. And we want to hear your good news. It's just an opportunity to brag on God. You can give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Thomas is with us. Tell us your good news.
So the fact that I even have this job or have anything worth living for is a miracle. Not too long ago, we were staying at a family shelter, but I am in my work truck right now, and it's filled with me and my daughter's belongings and moving into an apartment today.
That's awesome.
But God has reminded me that circumstances don't need to be any certain way to relish his goodness. You know, if I look at the sunrise and the mountains out here on my way to work, a company vehicle, and just all these amazing blessings, and being able to talk to customers and pray for them and see God do incredible things, I'm just really grateful.
Wow. So just curious, how did you end up being homeless?
Well, it's kind of I have a history of it myself personally, the way I was raised and drug addiction. It kind of makes sense why I ended up there.
Okay.
The divorce really messed me up in many ways. And when you're removed from what you know, you kind of are set back to your default. That's just kind of how the human psyche works. So So, you know, and then I had a daughter in the mix, so I knew I had to work on things to get better. So it's been a wild journey, man. This last year, I could easily write a book about it.
Wow.
So we ended up staying in a hotel, stayed in my car, and God showed me that instead of running away, honestly, he's showing me that I can become stronger through all this stuff, and that I can be the man that I know I need to be. And things are clicking. The CEO of the company is the one who put us up in an extended stay for 22 days. I'm just really grateful, and I'm starting to understand that not thinking less of myself, but thinking of myself less. Mm. That makes sense. Mm. My head was in dark spots for so long that all I could really see were my circumstances. But I appreciate Family Life Radio, listening to you guys, listening to Dr. Randy has been a big part of me keeping my focus on the right things.
That's awesome, man.
I'm grateful for you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's very kind of you. And I love that statement. It's not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. And maybe that's you. What helped you get out of a depression? I would love to hear your story. 888-888-9976. We are Kankel Fritz and Friends with Misty.
Good morning.
And Sally's here, and I'm the Kankel Fritz
guy. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. You know, there are milestones in our lives that can shape us. For me, I was born with a malfunctioning kidney, which caused me to grow up in pain. I have a distinct memory of being just a little girl looking up at my mom. She was making dinner and I thought, wow, how am I going to make dinner for my family when I'm hurting like I am? What an interesting thought for a child, right? How am I going to press on in the face of the pain I'm experiencing? And I just think, wow, that has so shaped who I've become, the tenacity that I have to take on whatever, to sometimes just look for adventure. And I love going fast. I love doing things and experiencing things. And I think it's because of the difficulty that I went through in my life.
Because at one point you couldn't do those things.
I couldn't even dream of it, let alone, you know, just even taking care of my family. But I think it's very telling of how God can use these moments in our lives, the difficult ones, the ones where we struggle to really grow in our faith in him. I saw recently John 16, specifically verse 33, where he says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I've overcome the world.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
It's encouraging. A lot of people think that once you become a follower of Christ, all your problems go away.
If only.
Yeah. I think it just means that through them all, you can have victory.
That's right.
You can experience the same stuff everybody else deals with, but now you've been equipped with some tools in your tool belt to deal with them all.
So probably,
Sal, you just thought every kid dealt with this pain. How am I going to grow up and be a successful adult dealing with
it? I literally didn't know any different, did I? As a kid, this is my life experience. Now, in my faith in the Lord, looking back, I see how he provided for me before I even knew that his grace was sufficient for me.
Mm.
But I've experienced it and I'm not going to waste it.
Yeah.
And so there's a milestone moment for me. Yeah.
I love that. I love that God pulled you through that. And maybe there's a milestone in your life that's changed your view of yourself, of the world. I mean, I can honestly say being a father of a daughter diagnosed with multiple disabilities, that's changed me. I have compassion for the down and out. I have, like I never would have. Want to fight for the little guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't fight for themselves. How about you? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Friends with Sally and Misty, and I'm the Kankel Fritz guy.
Maybe you have found a translation of the Bible that works the best for you. Maybe you're really picky about your translations. I kind of tend to be that way. I have numerous ones that I like. Holman, NIV, CSB, ESV, but those are kind of like the four that I, those are my wheelhouse. Those are the ones that I stay in, and I don't necessarily, you know, delve too much into others. And my friend, there's something called the Spiral Bible, which is a note-taking Bible, but they're made to look like spiral notebooks. And me, I've looked at them online because I do want to do one of those note-taking Bibles, but it's not so fancy. You feel like you're defacing, like, you know, well, an $80 Bible, you know, those really nice ones. And so my friend ordered it, and I remember looking at it and I said, what do you think of them? Because they didn't use a lot of the translations that I use. And she said, well, I ordered the World English Bible and I like it. I think you would. And I don't know that I'd ever looked up that translation.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah. And so like, I've never even dropped down far enough in the list of Bible Gateway to look at it. But I looked up my favorite verse, which is actually the one, Sally, you talked about a few minutes ago, John 16:33. In this world,
that's a good one.
You will have trouble. Take heart. I have overcome the world. So the World English Bible version says, I have told you these things that in me you may have peace. In the world, you have trouble, but cheer up. I have overcome the world. And it was just, I just loved that. And, you know, I looked up a bunch of other verses and they're, you know, pretty comparable to what I read. But there was something so simple and easy and just cheer up. It's okay.
The whole cheer up thing.
Yeah. Cheer up.
Get over it.
Yeah, I like that.
You're fine. I got it. Just very, very casual, very nonchalant. And so, I saw, I was like, this is like the Jesus that would sit across from you at a coffee house and cheer up.
I like that.
Sorry, drink your espresso. I got it.
Well, when you think about it, it's quite a task to take something from the original Greek or Hebrew and put it in everyday language.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're hanging out with the King James, well, you're really with Elizabethan. It's almost like you're reading Shakespeare.
Exactly, yes.
But to have it in your current, you know, the way you would talk, I like that. Yeah, cheer up.
Cheer up.
Things will get better.
It's okay.
Right. That's fun. So we've got this on our Family Life Radio Morning Show Facebook page. By the way, that's the name of it. Family Life Radio Morning Show.
If you want FLR to go there Mornings.
Now. Yeah, FLR Mornings is an easy way to search for it. But I love this. It's a picture, and it says, imagine someone waiting entire lifetime for you.
Mm.
Right below that, John 3:16. And it could be a small table at a restaurant or whatever, and Jesus is sitting one chair, and there's an open chair across from him.
I love that.
I do too. That is so cool. And he's wearing a bow tie. So maybe it's a nice restaurant. Maybe. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
He made reservations.
Exactly.
It's so true, though. Well, and they talk about how he's a gentleman. Like, he's never going to force you to do anything. And I remember when after being away from God for 14 years, and went to a church service. It turned everything around for me. Literally, I wanted to play it cool, which is kind of goofy. Like, you know, I didn't want to make a big deal of it. And I was just kind of like, are we cool? And I felt like, yes, honey, we've always been cool. I've been here waiting for you.
Yeah.
But he was waiting for me to return. He wasn't going to force me to do anything, but he was there. The exact second that I was ready to talk to him, he was open to it. And I love that.
And he speaks your language.
Yes.
He does.
Are
we cool?
Yep.
He says, yes.
We're cool.
Yep.
He always ends with honey, though. We're cool, honey.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like a father. Yeah.
I like that.
And you know what? It's not just waiting for you to become a follower of him. He's also waiting to hang out with you today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not waiting for you to get all cleaned up, right?
No.
He doesn't care how you show up at the table.
Right.
Barefoot.
You don't have to have your bow tie on.
No, you don't. You don't have to be well-dressed or anything, but just to know that Jesus is waiting for you. Why not take that step of faith and follow him today? Maybe you've never given your life to him. Hey, we'd love to pray for you and pray with you on that. You can call us right now, 888-888-9976.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
How about a little joy this morning?
I've got joy out in my soul. I'm gonna let this feel. feeling, take control. Joy.
Yep, it's time for that joy report. What's bringing you joy today? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Adam is with us. Tell us your story.
A couple weeks ago, my fiance and I, we were having some troubles, but we ended up praying about it. And obviously the Lord spoke to me and I got a conversation with my boss. And my boss ended up telling me that I got a pay raise. So it's more than I expected. So that's really a blessing.
Wow, that's awesome. So you needed help financially. You guys prayed. You ended up talking to your boss and he's like, yeah, I'll give you a raise. Man.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even, I've only been with the company for like 5 months. I just got out of working a different job. And yeah, after 5 months, I got a pay raise. So
fantastic.
That is cool. I like that. Hey, where are you from? I detect a small accent.
Yeah, I'm from originally from England. I've been here 12 years.
Okay.
Again, it all comes down to the Lord at this point.
Amen.
Thank Him for every day.
Yep.
You said you have a fiance. When's the wedding?
We're looking at next year. We got engaged in August down in Wyoming. Actually, we took a trip out there and I proposed to her out there. So.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Engaged in Wyoming. Tell us about that.
It is a waterfall called Mystery Waterfall by the mountain. So we went into the mountains a little bit and found a perfect spot for it.
You got engaged at Mystery Waterfall. Doesn't that just sound lovely?
I love it. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Sally's like, I approve. Good job.
I'll take it. I will take you guys. I love listening to your show every morning.
Oh, thank you. Aww. Well, hey, we want to hear your joy report. Basically, this is an opportunity to brag on God. Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976. So that 30-day challenge, something we've been doing all through the month of January. And if you don't know what we're talking about, here's what it is. You listen to Family Life Radio for 30 days straight, see if it doesn't make a difference in your life. And we say that because, not because we're being presumptuous, listeners tell us that it's made a difference in their life. Mm-hmm, right. Robert is with us. Now, you said you took it a step further than just listening to Family Life Radio. What did you do?
So I started taking my Bible to work with me. So I've been starting to read Romans, and it's just been speaking to me and talk about, like, the peace of God over my life, and I'm going to be okay instead of trying to do too many things on my own.
I love right. that.
Yeah, so I started doing that, and it's an amazing thing what God did to me through this challenge through you guys. So I just wanted to share that. It doesn't stop. It's just now I'm challenging myself to do more, to learn His peace, to learn His understanding.
That's awesome. So you're reading your Bible at work now. And have you noticed a big difference?
Yes. I don't worry about things, and I know something good is going to come out of it, so it's like a break. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I actually get away. I'm in my truck, and I just literally read it like 15 minutes, just a scripture a day or a chapter a day, and it's just amazing. Even I always ask God speak to me, and just through people or through things or through music, and He does. It's amazing how it's alive to me, you know?
Ooh, I like that.
I love you guys. Yeah, man, I love you guys. You guys are cool. So, just, you know, I hope a lot more people call and share what God's doing, because it's a powerful ministry, and I can't wait to be a part of it, and I'm already setting up to start, for me to be on board, to partner with you guys to help reach other people to keep your radio station alive.
Yay.
Oh, thank you for doing that. Yeah. That's so kind of you.
Yeah, well, I'm a part of you guys' family, and I just want to say that you guys helped me a lot. You know, people that were donating or helping, it help a person like me, and I'm returning that favor and just saying that, you know, you guys don't give up on that challenge.
Amen.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I love that. I'm a part of your family. That's cool.
You guys have a good one. I love you guys.
You too, and you can be a part of our family. Why not? Maybe the 30-day challenge changed your life. Let's tell us about it. 888-888-9976.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram and have you share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.